I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're always fortunate when Matthew Dowd is with us. His excellent work is available on ABC News. His excellent work is also available on Twitter. He is a must follow. And Matthew's kind enough to join us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Check him out on Twitter at Matthew J. Dowd. Hope you're well. Thank you so much, as always, for coming on. You're great at what you do for many reasons, including data. You know data well. You ran a national campaign. You were part of leading President Trump to victory. Sir, when you hear people saying, you know, the polling was wrong in 2016, so I'm not going to buy it in 2020. What do you say to that generally, and then what do you say to it specifically?
Sure, it's great to be here. So I tell them that that's a myth, generally that is a myth, because if you look at all the national polls, which actually are the best polls, the national polls, and I understand it's Electoral College, but the national polls, when we went into Election Day in 4 years ago, had Hillary up 3 points. She won by 2.1%. So the national polls were actually very accurate. They were actually more accurate than in 2012 and in 2008 and in 2004 when you look at those national polls. When you go down to the state level, what happens is you don't get as good a polls done in the states. And there were some states that there was an overperformance, slight overperformance by non-college educated whites in the polls, which has been corrected in many of those states and how they polled those states this time around. And so I would tell people the polls are generally accurate. There's going to be some are off by, you know, 1, 2, or 3 points. And in a given state, 1, 2, or 3 points could be determinative. But always look at the averages of the polls. Always look at the average, not one particular poll that shows Biden up 10 somewhere or Trump up 5 somewhere or whatever. Look at the averages as we go into Election Day. And I think the polls, as I said, there's going to be some places that are 1 or 2 or 3 off, but they're going to be generally accurate.
I think another thing that has stood out to me, Matt, is if you look at the last few months, a number of months, the polls have stayed about where they've been. With Trump and Clinton, there was more volatility, almost all the time showing a Clinton lead, but it would go up high. It would get very close. Joe Biden, for how many months has had this 9 to 10 point lead? There aren't many elections that we see. If the margin is that much for that long and the results turn out to be incorrect by potentially, let's say, 8 points, because Biden's still going to win the national polling by 2 to 3 points, but that would be staggeringly inaccurate.
Oh, it would be staggeringly inaccurate, and then everybody in the polling business would need to, you know, go into something else, because what they didn't do is they didn't anticipate some changing voter electorate, which can make a difference by 1 or 2 points or so. They can make a difference on 1 or 2 points on a given state on turnout. We're going to have a massive turnout. So those kind of differences are understandable when you poll on this. But this is a much different race. One fact that people don't seem to realize is Joe Biden, when you average all the polls, has not ever averaged less than 6 points since March. He's had a 6 point lead, and then it went to a 7 point lead, and then it went to an 8 point lead. And I would say now, roughly now, it's somewhere around, depending on what you look at, an 8 or a 9 point lead, which is very significant. What happened, as you said, what happened to Hillary, one, there was tremendous volatility. There were times in the race where she would be up six, and then it would trend back down to a 1 point lead or so, and then it would trend back up to a 6 point lead, and then it would trend back down to a 1 point lead. And then when you got to towards Election Day last time, it trended back down to a 3 point lead. And there was a big reason for that. One is she was highly unfavorably rated, which Joe Biden is not. Right. And two, there was a large group of voters, three times as large group of voters, that were either undecided or saying they would vote for a third party. And it's much easier to move somebody from undecided or third party to you than it is moving somebody to, from a supporter of one person, like let's say Biden, to vote for Donald Trump. And the other thing I'll tell people is, if you, I mean, I'm not a huge believer in these forecasting models, because it's basically just saying this: this person is likely to win, but there's a chance the other person could win. That's all the forecasting. They put numbers to it that kind of has faux math. But one of the things that I noticed this morning, and I tweeted this out, was Hillary Clinton dropped 20 points. By the time we were a week out, same time period, the forecast of her winning had dropped 20 points from mid-October to a week out in 2016. Joe Biden's actual forecast has gone up slightly between mid-October and a week out, which is a huge difference. The trend lines were going against at the end, even though she had a lead. The trend lines were going against Hillary Clinton, and we'll have to see over the next 4 or 5 days what happens. I would be surprised if it doesn't move more than a couple of points, but we'll see. And I think this race naturally trends more to a 7 or 8 point lead. And for your listeners, everybody thinks, well, 7 or 8 point lead is not much. If Joe Biden was to win this presidential race by 8 points, let's say, in modern terms, in a divided country, polarized country, that is a landslide. Barack Obama won a historic victory in 2008, and he won it by 7.2%. Barack Obama in 2008, everything was going in his direction. So if you look at all of the races in the last 25 years, an 8 point or a 7 point national victory is fairly substantial. That is very difficult to get in this polarized time.
So let's talk about just your role when you were the chief strategist for the successful Bush-Cheney campaign in 2004, and then look at what the campaigns, what they've been producing, where the candidates have been traveling to the last week, and then what you think they're going to try to do with the week to go. Start with President Trump and then move to Joe Biden.
Sure. So President Trump, I think their campaign and him made a fundamental error in this race, which was different than what we did in 2004 in the reelect. We realized in the reelect a year out that we needed to have George Bush have a net favorable approval rating if we were going to make it a choice election. We couldn't make it a choice election until George Bush got the 49 or 50% job approval rating, because that's how voters are going to vote based on your job approval. Once you're there, then you can make it a choice election. So they neglected it to do that through the summer. They neglected to fix Donald Trump's approval problem. They neglected to do it at the convention, and they've neglected to do it in October. And so now all they're left with, they're not going to be able to fix that number in the final 6 days. So they're left with trying to bash Joe Biden as much as they possibly can. And Donald Trump, the map for Donald Trump is very limited. There's no real state that Hillary Clinton won that Donald Trump has a realistic opportunity to win. So that means he needs to basically run the table for all the other 10 states that either the Joe Biden is their head or are dead even in. He basically has to run the table on all those states, with the exception of maybe one state or something. So that's his strategy. That's why he's running around. That's why he's doing the things that he's doing. That's why he's trying to go, you know, he's in Michigan today. He's trying to win that. I think Michigan's going to be very tough. The average polls in Michigan today have Joe Biden ahead by 7 or 8 points today. The problem for Donald Trump right now is that by tomorrow, half of the country who will participate in this election will have voted by tomorrow. Yeah. 75 million people are likely to have voted by tomorrow or Thursday in this election. And so once you have half of the votes done, moving a race in the way that Donald Trump needs to do is very difficult. Not impossible, and I would say that again, not impossible, but extremely difficult.
How about Biden? Your view of what Biden has done?
I think they've
last
run a
week.
Really, really smart campaign. And I've noticed now that they're moving themselves in. They've realized the same data that I would see in a reelection campaign. And I'm going to tell people, if you have good pollsters, which I'm sure they do in the Biden campaign, their polls are going to roughly match the average of the polls that are publicly available. And so you notice Biden was in Georgia today, a state he doesn't need to win but would like to win. Hillary lost.
So let me just ask on that, Matt, because Hillary did some of that too in 16, where the idea was she could go to certain states. They put a great push on Arizona at the end. Is Biden in any way making himself more vulnerable to flipping Pennsylvania, Michigan, you alluded to, in Wisconsin, when he's traveling to Georgia and traveling to Iowa, states that we normally assume will head towards the Republican, in this case, the president?
I don't think so, actually. I mean, if I were making the decision based on the data, I think Hillary made a bad decision based on the data because they had not locked down or got things in order in the states they needed to. In the end, in the last week, they just made an assumption that Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin would all traditionally go. And they, I don't think, realized or hadn't really believed that all of the polls showed it was narrowing and narrowing pretty quick. That's not happening with Biden. There's no narrowing as of right now going on. So I don't think they risk that. They also have in most of those states, a 2-to-1 spending advantage in most of those states, but Biden campaign in those states that they'll keep going all the way through Election Day on. I think it's a smart move. I think it's whether they pull it off or not. You know, in Georgia, one thing to keep in mind, there's two U.S. Senate races going on, and Joe Biden understands that even if he was to lose Georgia by 1 or 2 points, him going there could help turn out and help move those races
true.
There. And so I think they have that in their mind. The same is true of North Carolina. He doesn't need to win North Carolina, though he's up today in North Carolina by an average of about 2 points. Not a huge lead, but it's pretty solid. And one thing I think, if just for your folks, the best thing to do, and I would do this every single day in the reelect, is what you look at is the difference between the national number, the delta between the national number and the state number. That's what you look at. And so if you look at where Hillary Clinton won nationally by 2 points, and then you look at how she did in a state, Joe Biden right now is running 6 points of where Hillary Clinton did nationally. And as you look at all of the states, he's roughly running 5 or 6 or 7 points ahead in all of the states. So the states right now are pretty much tracking what you would expect for somebody to have a lead like Joe Biden does. A perfect example is let's give Minnesota as where you are. A perfect mm-hmm. example is Minnesota. Hillary Clinton won Minnesota by just right at around 2 points, 1.5, 2 points, right?
Yep.
Joe Biden is ahead in Minnesota by 9 points. The predicted number he should get in Minnesota is 8 because he's running 6 points ahead of Hillary. That's how you look at it. The delta between the national number and the state number.
Tremendous stuff. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon. Stay well, and we'll be watching you on ABC.
Always happy to be here. Let me know if I can come on.
Matthew Dowd.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.